thinking right now? How'd you know what I was about to say? How'd you know to whisper it in my ear? Let's take this party back to my place. Baby, you're a little mind, baby, you're a little mind reader. Yeah, that's what you are. You played off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind. Yeah, that's what you are. You played off a little shy, but baby, you're a heart stealer. And right here in this car, it's like you knew that smile was gonna melt me down. Like you know those lips are what I'm needing right now. And girl, when you lay them on mine, yeah, it's like you're reading my mind.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge in Washington this morning appeared inclined to deny an urgent request to temporarily block Elon Musk's government efficiency operation from firing employees or accessing sensitive records from half a dozen federal departments. In the annoying mess department, people from as many as 200 homes in southwest Detroit are flooded and or have no tap water as crews try to repair a huge 54-inch water main break. Hundreds of flight cancellations today after weekend deadly storms across the South. Worst hit is Kentucky, where areas are still flooded. Hundreds rescued. Governor Andy Beshear.
The northern Kentucky area, as well as Cincinnati and parts of Ohio, have sent a large number of highly skilled, well-trained personnel, and I guarantee lives have been saved.
Utilities report about 200,000 power outages across six southern and mid-Atlantic states. This is ABC News. The Kremlin confirms a 28-year-old American has been released from a Moscow jail. Caleb Byers was detained for possession of cannabis-laced candy at a Moscow airport 10 days ago. He was charged with drug smuggling. Government spokesman describing his release as within the context of normalization of relations with the U.S., as they put it. 250 United Airline passengers finally in Ireland after a days-long ordeal.
United Flight 23 from Newark to Dublin instead landed at St. John's International Airport in Newfoundland, Canada on Thursday because of a medical emergency. And then severe weather kept them there for several more days. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, was on board.
About halfway over the Atlantic, there was a medical emergency, and we ended up with you. And we're still here.
He still presided over Sunday Mass in Canada.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and brutally cold today. High temperatures flirting with 0 degrees and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. Tonight, we fall to overnight lows near 25 below, prompting an extreme cold warning where it could really feel near 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 8 below zero at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newpert. Two teens from Sheboygan County are facing sexual assault charges. We get more from Ted Allen.
Investigators say the 17 and 16-year-old boys forced two brothers to perform sexual acts on one another in April of 2023, and that video of the incident was distributed around the Random Lake School District. The victim's mother reported the episode to Sheboygan police, which led to the arrests. The teens are charged as adults on counts including sexual assault, party to crimes of incest, and child pornography.
The community is stepping up after Milwaukee County leaders backed away from an idea for a memorial for Sade Robinson. She is the young Milwaukee woman who police say was murdered on a blind date back in April of last year and then dismembered. The family says they've now raised $40,000 for both a memorial and a foundation in Robinson's name. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Grab your to-do list and head to Fleet Farm for Project Days, happening now through the 26th. Carhartt fans get a free $20 gift card with every $100 worth of Carhartt gear. Good on your next Fleet Farm purchase. Sprout Sweet Mix for Horses and Livestock is just $8.99 a bag. And save $50 on a Milwaukee M18 Compact Brushless Drill Driver Kit, now only $149. Don't miss Project Days for great buys on all things DIY at Fleet Farm. Home of the best prices, guaranteed.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The city of Durand is looking at different economic development opportunities. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the Economic Development Committee has discussed tourism and other opportunities.
Also talking about the building use and trying to get buildings full and what can we do and those types of things. But we're looking for public input, looking to have a meeting. Probably, I'm guessing it'll be sometime in March. We'll get it set up at the next city council meeting and we'll get the word out. Obviously, looking for input on economic development and tourism issues.
The open forum for economic development ideas will be held sometime in March. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident on Martell Township Friday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 42-year-old Andrew Thompson of St. Paul was traveling northbound on Highway 63 when he lost control of the vehicle, entered the ditch, and struck a tree. He was med-flighted to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department is warning the public of another phone scam. That department has received reports of a caller impersonating sheriff's deputies claiming the victim has an arrest warrant and needs to make a payment. Otherwise, they will be arrested. This is nothing more than a scam, as law enforcement would never ask for money over the phone. If you receive one of these calls, you are advised to just hang up. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers will propose an ambitious overhaul of Wisconsin's correction system as part of his state budget. During a budget briefing at the Capitol Friday, the governor said the cornerstone of his approximately $500 million plan is repurposing the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Youth Prison as a medium security adult facility and building a new youth facility in Dane County. Evers also wants to remodel the century-old Waupun prison into a, quote, vocational village, unquote, with a focus on training, remodel the medium-security Stanley prison to maximum security, and expand and remodel the maximum-security prison in Hobart into minimum security. Evers says the domino series of facility changes, improvements, and modernization efforts will finally allow for the closure of the more than 150-year-old Green Bay Correctional Institution. Evers will also propose policy changes to reduce the state's corrections population, currently at 23,000 incarcerated individuals. Early reaction is mixed. Republican State Senator Van Wangard of Racine issued a statement saying he's willing to have an honest dialogue with the governor, but that the legislature must make the final decision. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Some of the coldest air of the winter season will affect western Wisconsin tonight and tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service says a strong Arctic high pressure will continue to move over the area, giving us some very cold temperatures and wind chills over the next few days. An extreme cold warning is in effect for tonight and tomorrow morning for temperatures in the 20 below zero range with wind chills of 35 to 40 below. The Wabasha County Board is meeting tomorrow. Items on the agenda include approval of contracts with Honeywell and approval of the classification and compensation studies, along with reports from department heads and committee chairs. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 a.m. at the Old Courthouse Annex in Wabasha. The Wisconsin Assembly Education Committee passed a bill last week that would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standard levels to the 21-22 school year. Critics argue the DPI changes mask poor performance. State Superintendent Jill Utterly has said the standards weren't lowered and that the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. Utterly is facing Sauk Prairie School District Superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer in tomorrow's statewide primary. A proposal is being introduced to combat human trafficking on the demand side. Modeled after current Florida law and Washington law, the Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution. Wisconsin Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere said he and advocates for those being trafficked see this bill as attacking the demand side. He's reintroducing it with Republican Representative Scott Allen. Similar legislation previously passed bipartisan committee votes in the Senate and Assembly and passed unanimously in the state Senate in the 2019-2020 session. And Governor Tony Evers has previously indicated support. Jacques says money generated by the change would be evenly divided between the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force and building capacity to help survivors of human trafficking. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit NTEC.net to learn more. That's NTEC.net.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Officials with the NFL say tickets for the 2025 draft experience in Green Bay will be available soon. The league says fans can start claiming the free passes on a first-come, first-served basis starting March 4th. Folks can download the NFL One Pass to get them or visit the NFL website to scan a QR code. The draft experience will run from April 24th through the 26th in Green Bay. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny and brutally cold today. High temperatures flirting with 0 degrees and wind chills smacking us back, making us really feel about 20 degrees colder. Tonight, we fall to overnight lows near 25 below, prompting an extreme cold warning where it could really feel near 40 below. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 8 below zero at our studios.
Fabrice. Fabric Talk.
Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Fabrice Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Fabrice. La 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 la.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he feels good and will be ready to go for opening day against the Yankees. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day. I kind of saw that come out before I came here. Like, I was a question mark for opening day, which I'm not really sure where that came from. Unless something crazy happens here, I don't see why I wouldn't be ready.
Yelich arrived in Brewers spring camp early and said he doesn't see any reason why he will not be ready for opening day as he bounces back from back surgery last season. Basketball Badgers upset 7th-ranked Purdue 94-84 on Saturday. John Tanjay poured in 32. Badgers shooting 72% from the field in the second half. Head coach Greg Gard.
Unselfish players, really good players, and a really good system. I mean, it's a combination of all three. You can't have one without the other, and you can't have two without the third. So, and we got the ball to go in, but it's just the unselfishness and the talent of this group, and they have so much confidence right now in what we're doing from an offensive standpoint, and it's fun to watch.
Badgers in fourth place in the Big Ten, 2 games behind league-leading Michigan, Wisconsin hosting Illinois tomorrow night. The nation's longest losing streak is history. The Green Bay Phoenix knocked off Wright State 79-68 to end their 21-game slide. Freshman Ben Tweedy scored a career-high 27 in the first Horizon League victory of the year for the Phoenix. Milwaukee down Northern Kentucky, 92-70. Badger women winners yesterday knocked off Penn State 75-68. And William Byron took home the checkered flag in a wet, sloppy Daytona 500. He surged from the 9th spot and held off Tyler Reddick on the final lap of overtime following a multi-car wreck. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Membership in the FFA has hit an all-time record. With more than 1 million members in over 9,200 chapters across the United States, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, these young people are learning to transform purpose into action. today and every day in 2025. We salute the FFA.
Recognizing our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the entire year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Whether you're training to be the best in the world or just the best on the block, the good habits you form in high school can propel you for the rest of your life. Protein-packed chocolate milk helps form the nutritional foundation you'll need to reach your goals. It's what elite athletes around the world choose. Rehydrate, recover, and refuel with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
A back-to-back victor in the Great American Race. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Following a near 4-hour rain delay, the 67th Daytona 500 was completed last night under the lights of Daytona International Speedway. The closing laps featured a pair of multi-car crashes that included Denny Hamlin crashing on the final lap while leading. When the smoke cleared, it was Hendrick Motorsports driver William Byron out front, winning the race for a second consecutive year. It was the 10th Daytona 500 win for Hendrick Motorsports and the third time the team has won the event in back-to-back seasons. Tyler Reddick, Jimmy Johnson, Chase Briscoe, and John Hunter Nemechek completed the top five. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's an approach to prevent deer from eating your tree seedlings. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Use wood with little value to surround the area with a slash wall as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Anyone who tries to regenerate valuable tree species on their woodland faces two challenges: competing vegetation and deer that enjoy young tree seedlings as a tasty treat. Cornell University's Cooperative Extension Service developed a novel approach known as slash walls to prevent deer from getting access to the seedlings. Peter Smullidge is an extension forester at Cornell. He says the concept is basically circling the area to be protected with a wall made of big brush piles.
The wall is built from slash and tops and low-grade wood that is at or near the perimeter. You're not moving slash from across the site. Most of it comes from within 75 to 100 feet of the wall. We integrated this with cutting or brushing all of the understory vegetation, so that's how we managed the interfering vegetation issue.
The wall is built about 10 to 20 feet wide by 10 feet tall. Access gates are put in so vehicles and humans can get inside the perimeter. Many mammal species, except for deer, have been seen on trail cameras going up and over the slash wall. Birds are also hanging out, so he says there is no evidence of a negative impact on wildlife. Another plus, there's very little maintenance once the wall is complete.
We've spent very little time, probably a total in 4 years of 2 weeks of maintenance. So 10 days total out of 4 years. Walls will slump. They slump at about 30% after 3 years. It varies if you're using pine versus hardwood. So on average, about 8 to 10% of height slump per year.
Learn more about slash walls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There are concerns about Mississippi River water levels, even in the winter. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Grain shippers and farmers are keeping an eye on the water levels on the Mississippi River. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says water levels have been a consistent challenge to shipping grains over the last few years.
One of the challenges that we've had really over the past several years, and it's really continued in 2024 and still concerns in 2025, are low water levels on the Mississippi River. And that has impact on the efficiency of barge transportation, as impact on the efficiency of that whole Mississippi Gulf region that accounts for 55% of U.S. soybean exports.
The soybeans that leave from the 9 export grain terminals along the Gulf of Mexico are fed by shipments carried on the Mississippi River.
A healthy Mississippi River with sufficient water levels to be able to make that whole supply chain operate efficiently. And we've had low water conditions in 2022, 2023, and then also in 2024. Fortunately, there has been a bit of a rebound in water levels on the Mississippi River. It first started in late October, where during the month of November, we received a considerable amount of rainfall. So that helped recharge the system to an extent.
He says they've seen water levels drop quickly in the past.
It doesn't really take long for water levels to retreat when you have an elongated period of dry weather. And so we saw that all of a sudden happen as well. Where we stand right now is that we have had some moisture in the Mississippi River watershed, which has caused water levels to go back up noticeably. So that's obviously been beneficial. But this is something that continues to be on our radar screen, something that we're certainly continuing to monitor. And we really do need to see a continued amount of precipitation.
Along with shipping grain downriver, farmers rely on the river to receive inputs coming upriver, including fertilizer and other inputs. And there could be some issues this spring as well, as there has been drought-like conditions in the upper portions of the Mississippi River, and that could lead to lower water levels this spring. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America brought to you in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Tomorrow's leaders in agriculture, business, technology, and science are being trained today as members of the FFA, a school-based national youth development organization with more than a million members across America, preparing themselves for future success. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services.
Being there, every minute, year after year. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, it's not just our way of doing business, it's our way of life. Providing the energy our community relies on every day. And as a Touchstone Energy Cooperative member, that means value that goes far beyond the energy we provide. It's value you can't really put a price on.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services is your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information. With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The number of dairy farms in Wisconsin continues to fall. According to Greg Bussler, state statistician for the Wisconsin Field Office of the National Ag Statistics Service, the number of dairy farms in Wisconsin fell to 5,348 herds as of January 1st. That's 313 fewer than of January 1st of the prior year. In 2023, Wisconsin lost 455 herds. In 2019, Wisconsin lost 818 dairy farms, or more than two farms a day. While the rate of loss has slowed, Wisconsin is still losing hundreds of dairy farms every year. 10 years ago, Wisconsin had 10,081 dairy farms, about 47% more farms than it has today. But despite the declining farm numbers, Wisconsin farmers produced a record 32.1 billion pounds of milk in 2023, and they're expected to have a similar number of milk pounds for 2024. Applications are now available for the Wisconsin 2025 Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award. The award is given to families who have dedicated their lives to Wisconsin farming for 100 or 150 years. To qualify for the award, families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of a property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. All property owners will be honored at a special Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Award program August 5th in conjunction with the 2025 Wisconsin State Fair, which takes place July 31st through August 10th in West Allis. Now, for more information on applying, the application deadline, by the way, is March 1st. Call 414-777-0580. That's 414-777-0580. More than 300 FFA members, advisors, and guests from across Wisconsin attended Wisconsin Farm Bureau's FFA Farm Forum in Rothschild February 13th. The keynote speaker was Lashana Vogel from UW-River Falls Collegiate Farm Bureau. She spoke about how organizations like FFA and Farm Bureau can help find your place in agriculture, no matter your background. During the one-day event, FFA members attended career-based workshops, including broadcast boot camp, The Sky is the Limit, exploring the new technology of ag drones, and also staying connected to agriculture as a meat scientist. Again, the event was held February 13th in Rothschild. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins addressed more than 400 USDA staffers, stakeholders, and friends and pledged to bring greater efficiency to USDA to ensure it better serves American farmers, ranchers, and the agricultural community on Friday. She reviewed findings from the Department of Government Efficiency and is welcoming the opportunity to optimize the USDA workforce and stop wasteful spending. Since January 20th, USDA has begun a comprehensive review of contracts, personnel, and employee training and DEI programs. In many cases, programs that had been funded focused on DEI initiatives that are contrary to the values of millions of American taxpayers, she said. Now, USDA currently has terminated 78 contracts, which totaled more than $132 million. Additionally, more than 1,000 other contracts are currently under review for potential termination. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Dairy producers seeking insights into global supply chain dynamics and strategies for navigating the evolving landscape should attend the 2025 Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's Business Conference. The conference will be held March 12th and 13th at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. The conference offers 2 days of learning and networking with simultaneous Spanish translation and dedicated youth leadership sessions. Now, for more information, you can contact pdpw.org. That's pdpw.org. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Arctic high pressure will continue to bring some of the coldest air of the season to the region in our ag weather forecast. Dangerous wind chills as low as 45 below are expected by tomorrow morning. We'll also have cold temperatures continuing into Wednesday with wind chill as low as 35 below, then a gradual warming trend into the weekend with, get this, mid-30s to low 40s by Sunday. Forecast for today, increasing clouds throughout the day. We'll have a high of only 2 below, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, an extreme cold warning goes into effect. Decreasing clouds, lows near 21 below with northwest winds at 5 to 10 and wind chills from 35 to 45 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 4 above. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, a low of 11 below. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high near 5. Thursday, sunshine, highs near 13. Friday, sunny, highs near 19. Saturday, sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-20s. And for Sunday, partly sunny, warmer still, with highs in the upper 30s.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
With a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine, and just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter. Yeah, baby.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's sprung a big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
I'm is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Yeah, yeah. I will see you again. Oh, this is not where it ends. I will carry you with me. Oh, till I see you again.
Duran the Panthers.
From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Ever since the days of old, men would search for wealth untold. They dig for silver and for gold and leave the empty holes. And way down south in the Everglades, where the black water rolls and the sawgrass waves, the eagles fly and the otters play in the land of the Seminole. So blow, blow, Seminole wind, to you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. And blow, blow from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy. Blow across the home of the Seminoles, the alligators and the gar. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
Say hello, and I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you, you're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road is. Love was, gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that
all night, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change? I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends.
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Well, life ain't all that easy. I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round to get to where I'm at. See how I'm living in this old car I drive. Well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to the new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more. I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Well, I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to L.A. That's just not my nature to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I learned to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. When I look around, there's lots of folks worse off than me. So I just.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Elon Musk operation of huge slashing of federal jobs is rather messy, say government.